Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word of enlightenment to motivate us unto the saving of our souls. Thank you, Lord. You made us and you've got purpose for us. We were predestined in you. And thank you, you have come and you have received all authority, bringing about the day of salvation where we can be born again. And I thank you, Lord, we realize we need to be born again, because prior to being born again, we were seduced by the evil one and his lies, traditions of man, everything not of faith, and everything not of faith is not of truth. So thank you, Lord, that you called us out of the deception that was lying, stealing, killing, and destroying us. And we are now in the kingdom, born again, in fellowship, to partake of life and life in abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 3 John 1, verse 1 to 4. The elder to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
Hallelujah. John loves his disciples. Jesus loves his disciples in truth. He longs for them to embrace and hold on to and prove their faith. We prove our faith by going through whatever testings come our way, knowing we've been called into a life of faith, and faith is a gift from God that reveals the truth. And so we persevere and we trust and we look to the Lord, and he takes us on. He's a shepherd of our souls. And when he's a shepherd of our souls, the truth, the goodness saves us. Amen. We come out, we are being transformed from glory to glory. So it's so important to receive the end of our faith, and that's to always keep in mind we were once Antichrist, and that means we didn't have him and we were believing lies. We were caught up in the wrong spirit. But praise God, we were born again, received the right spirit, entered the kingdom, and we're now in fellowship. And as we stay in fellowship, we are being shepherded into the destiny, the plan, the goodness of God. And that's our salvation. And that's what is so important. We become a mirror of the goodness of God in Christ, that's led by the Spirit and in tune with the Spirit, partaking of our inheritance and our destiny. So we lights in the darkness, rivers in the deserts, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So be blessed, arise and shine, and know you were called for a time such as this to keep your focus on the Shepherd, and he sanctifies you, spirit, soul, and body, so your soul can be saved. What's your soul? Your soul is your will, your intellect, and emotions, so that you can be in tune with God's plan and you can be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.